emotional turmoil, and a sympathetic and attractive young woman.
He might have turned to her for some consolation.
And she might have misinterpreted his meaning. I mean, it's not a pleasant thought, but it is possible.
I refuse to countenance the idea. Jonathan Crosby saw the Adams girl as an intelligent child, no more than that. Besides which, they were treating a patient when she suddenly ran from the room. The whole notion is preposterous.
Did Dr. Crosby strike you as being particularly upset that day?
His only brother had just died, Mr. Holmes.
And yet he was here, as usual.
The work doesn't go away just because we have problems of our own. Gentlemen, I am extremely busy. Is there anything else?
Was Dr. Crosby close to his brother?
Certainly.
Did Matthew Crosby ever come here?
On occasion, I believe.
Because of his own interest in aiding the disadvantaged.
No doubt. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Why didn't you mention Dr. Crosby's suicide?
I wanted to see if she'd mention it first.
Would she know already?
There's been ample time for a message to arrive.
But if she's heard, why didn't she tell us? She couldn't know we've already discovered it for ourselves. And she must realize it might be relevant.
I rather think Miss Wallace has her own ideas about what is and isn't relevant.
What the devil?
Oh, you fool, you're only making it worse.
Take your hands off of me!
Dr. Kelly, I'm all right. Help me. Do keep away from me.
No, calm down. That's a nasty-looking knife. You must be in agony.
Keep away! I tried to take it out. Our friend here objected.
That's because it's a Romani shiv. The blade's been barbed at the tip.
Stay where you are.
Don't be a fool. I can help you.
Holmes, whatever you say.
Now! Keep his arm still.
Let go of me! Oh, I'm all right. Somebody give me a scalpel.
Right. This is going to hurt a little. And so is this. That's great.
Now you can stop struggling now. It's over.
You cut me, you bastard.
Well, that's quite enough of that. I had to clear the flesh away from the blade. It was either that or push the whole knife through to the other side of your arm. Perhaps you'd have preferred that.
Oh. Did he hurt you?
I've had worse. It's a nice atmosphere for a 16-year-old girl. Damn ruffian.
He was a perfectly respectable market porter till he took to drink.
I'm glad you took the time to notice that while he was beating the living daylights out of me.
Now, really, Doctor, don't exaggerate. It was interesting to see inside that surgery.
You saw what I meant about the state of things.
Yes, of course, but that wasn't exactly my principal concern. Everything hinges on what happened in that room.
When Crosby and Charlotte were alone together.
Not alone.
Huh? Oh, no, that's right. They had a patient with them.
If we could find out who it was.
Oh, I don't think there's much chance of that. They don't keep any records. And the patients are in and out of there like flies. I doubt if any of the volunteers would remember.
It wasn't the volunteers I was thinking of asking.
We'll get our soup now, will we?
That's right, love, over here. You stick with me.
Why didn't you just talk to the patients while we were there? It would have helped.
Well, we've learnt nothing. We were well-dressed, well-fed and strangers. The enemy.
I suppose you're right.
Ooh, that's better.
So, did you learn anything?
I had to work my way through several lunch companions, but eventually I found a regular customer. And as luck would have it, she'd been waiting just outside the surgery when the late Miss Adams rushed past her, looking like she'd seen a ghost, apparently.
Did this woman see what happened?
No, but she was able to tell me who was actually in with them at the time.
Do you have the name?
I have rather more than that.
All right. Three cards and no more cards. Two of them is aces and one's the lady. You know what you've got to do. Here she is and there she was. And round they go. Put your penny on the lady, I'll give you back six. Can't say fair than that now, can I?
No, he never is.
A sovereign on this one.
Where the hell did you come by that sort of money?
Yeah, what's that to you? Are we playing or not?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you win, you keep the sovereign. If I win,
ain't got no
if I win,
sovereign.
You let me...